Hello and welcome to the PropTech Hot Seat on iProperty Radio with myself, Carol Tallon, the show where we explore trends and technologies driving innovation across the built environment. This show is brought to you in partnership with PropTech Ireland, the hub for innovators, investors and indeed for industry leaders. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Gavin Glebe, founder and CEO of Fuse. Gavin, thank you for joining us today. You're very welcome.
No, thank you for the invite, Carol.
Gavin, where in the world are you joining us from today?
I'm in sunny Gatwick at the moment.
Very good.
In London, so.
Very good. Well, look, apologies in advance. We are conducting this interview from the car in a multi-story car park in the centre of Galway City with seagulls making lots of noise around me. So apologies for any disruption that may occur. But look, such is the nature of innovation that we're able to do this. So look, I'm delighted to be chatting to you today. So maybe for people who aren't familiar, what is Fuse?
It's a real estate software platform, predominantly focusing on the capital stack in the real estate. So funds, asset owners, developer partners and consultants in real estate advisory. That's really what the platform was initially designed to sort of be used for.
And so what does it do?
What it enables management teams to do is have live dashboards that they're able to drill down into source data created within Fuse, and we can connect through APIs, so we can make connections with other softwares and we automate manual tasks. So it's really it's a way to supercharge management reporting and management controls, really.
And how long is Fuse up and running?
It was established in 2016, although it's taken about 12 years to develop. It's come out of an existing development management business called F3 that I'm the exec chairman of now. And it was commercialized and taken out of the main business in July 2022.
Right, so your background is in asset management?
No, background's in development, real estate development, funding, since I had hair when I started the journey.
Do you know what? Sometimes it feels like that to all of us. It's been a tough few decades. But Gavin, that's really interesting because, it's amazing. Back in 2016 and 2017, as you probably remember, a lot of the prop tech startups, the innovators coming forward, they weren't connected with real estate at all. There were usually people who had had maybe a bad experience in buying, selling, renting or trying to lease commercial or residential. And it was usually people who quite smugly looked at the property market and thought, I can do better than this, and they were designing technology for it. And it's interesting, a lot of those have gone by the wayside. And by about 2018 and 2019, we were starting to see that the real strength was when domain knowledge came together with industry knowledge, and technology, I suppose innovation, because you need both. You need that domain, that strong domain knowledge, but you do need a fresh perspective in terms of how to tackle the problem, what technologies are available, what would likely be deployed, and what would a traditional industry like this use. So yeah. It's interesting to see how that has evolved. And so in terms of the people you're selling to now, developers, owner operators across real estate and construction, you obviously have an insight there into not just the processes, but as in where the margins are, where people need to be able to save money, and where they need to optimize. How has that changed your approach, do you think, compared to other prop tech and construction technology startups?
Yeah, I think a lot. There's a crowded area in construction, like BIM and other project management softwares that are used on the sites, really. But really, from a management perspective, it's really to manage risk, cost, and milestones in real time, and it's focused at the management teams. And although we're a software business, it's been developed out of industry expertise over many years on the frustrations that we've all suffered as a management, senior management teams, getting your hands on information so you can make informed decisions very quickly, So although we're in the market for software, it's got a lot of industry expertise built into it, and the if you simplify it, everyone wants to know if they've got risk in the business, is it going to run over costs, are there fees at risk, and actually how do they present that information as a management team internally, and more importantly, how do they present that to their customers upstream as well. And that's really what Fuse has been developed to do. It's to replace the manual process of Excel spreadsheets, Word documents, and emails in more of a structured approach that makes with automation makes it very effective. And customers, like the likes of Aries or Harrison Street that are at the top of the capital stack that fund many development partners like CA Ventures, Torsion. There are prime customer focus really in the industry, and th there's a big market for it. It doesn't matter whether you're a small SME of say 10 or a multinational business with quite a few thousand. The frustrations at management level are exactly the same, and we all suffer them,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
Look, that's very true. And you would think that having more data would solve that, but that's not always the case. It's interesting. Over the last number of years through the show here, when I'm speaking to construction leaders, I always like them to, or I like to get their interpretation on what is the business of construction, because, some people will tell me it's all about people. It's just about managing your people, getting the right people, doing deals with the right people, then getting the right people in to deliver across your supply chain. So, and that's kind of one side of the answer. And the second side invariably comes down to risk. It's about who can push what element of risk where. So, with that in mind, how does Fuse actually help?
Yeah, look, I think the market, and we're experiencing it now, inflation in the UK, Europe, has been tough. The cost of capital is rising. So we've found with Fuse, a lot of the customers are having to go up the risk profile. So they're taking more risk to get the rewards for their shareholders or investors and expected returns. So the idea with Fuse is, I think the more up-to-date information at your fingertips you can have, that you can rely on the data, allows you to make better informed decisions quicker, which protects you. And if you've got a portfolio of assets, a portfolio of businesses or service lines, if you can have your senior management teams report instantly of any major impacts in the business, whether that's a project-related impact or a business-related impact, and you as an executive team can view that. That's really where we feel that Fuse can help those customers manage that risk and their costs and the milestones that affect their business operational on a day-to-day basis.
Gavin, you rightly pointed out that actually the collection of data across construction has become a very crowded space in the last number of years, and I suppose the uptake in BIM, which obviously was driven by regulatory, it was driven kind of the regulatory drivers were maybe the main ones in the UK. In Ireland, it was best practice, and we're still waiting for the regulatory drivers to kick in, but. We have seen the data environment change over the past decade. And actually to a point where there are, now it really comes down to understanding what's the right tech stack for a particular project or for a particular delivery partner. And sometimes that can be a difficult concept for people when they're looking at in such a low margin industry, where they're looking at what to invest in. That can be a real issue. How important is it that you're able to accept integrations into the dashboard? And do you expect your dashboard essentially to be the primary one used by project teams?
Yeah, it's a good point, Carol. I think integrations are very important because people get used to using certain types of software. I think from our point of view is the common data environment that you have in terms of the day-to-day information, which can be vast. It's the teams that have to extract that information and really then report as a team internally in to their internal teams. That's really where we sit. So we're like an umbrella across other capital softwares that are deployed across projects or assets. It's a management tool, really. The question you ask most executives, what's your inbox like for your emails? And they've got thousands of attachments. They can't really see the wood from the trees. It's simplifying that so they're able to sort of grasp the actual key elements, and really sort of, get the wood from the trees sort of scenario where they can actually pinpoint what's important to them as a business. And the integrations of any software is really important. There's some great softwares out there today, and they're getting better. They're getting better by the month, by the year. And I think a lot of businesses, although it's a big investment for them in terms of time, if you get too far behind the curve, it's very difficult to catch up. And you've got your day jobs, to do on a regular basis. And also, I think technology creates efficiencies and efficiencies in staff. A lot of people will work, you work from a car park. Lots of people work remotely now. How do you know what the outputs is happening when you're training people remotely? How do you get a consistent approach throughout the business? And I think it's fair to say when things are good, they're good, but when they're not, what do you rely on? That's the and construction, property, the world that is regulated, there's lots of contractual sort of disputes or contractual conditions you need to satisfy, and you can only rely on data at that time,
Yeah, no, absolutely, you're right. And in fact, actually, when we look at data, really, data and construction have been on a bit of a journey over the past even decade and a half, from having no digital information or very little digital information to having too much digital information that people were quite nervous about and didn't know how to handle and didn't know how to process and didn't understand what their some of their requirements were under GDPR, as well as other actually logistical and technical challenges of managing large amounts of data, including understanding latest versions. And that's, these have all been challenges. And I think now we're possibly at a place where we're understanding how to manage the data, but I'm not convinced that we're at a place across the industry to a large scale where people are really using that data to extract the insights. So there's almost an element of step by step, paint by number, not really, you can tell that there are members of the team that don't understand why this is being done. And so therefore they're not using the data. Essentially, they're not leveraging it correctly. What's your own experience when you go out to I suppose, sell FUSE in the marketplace?
And I think you're right. People are very nervous about change generally, but unfortunately, the market in the world is changing very, very quickly. And I think the sooner you can have a team that can embrace it, I think the advantage that you get from technology, and certainly with Fuse, when we're talking to customers, some of the comments come back. Why are we duplicating the workload? Why are we doing this? Well, they tend to do it anyway, but they don't do it in a consistent way. And every office does it slightly differently, and then they can't extract that data and get trends from it, which are really important to the management teams. This tool is designed for the management teams of businesses and the exec teams. The workforce doing the day-to-day grunt on the sites or the developments or the asset teams. They work hard. It's getting that information that they're working, which is relevant to them. So you can plan your businesses better, really, and you can forecast more accurately, and you can protect yourselves from, we call them volatile business risks. They're there, aren't they? Faults in the market with contractors, suppliers going into administrations, or clients want information. You're placing large amounts of capital to a fund. They want to know how the fund's managing their risk. And they have to demonstrate that. So we've found that our dashboards and the processes that we sort of replicate digitally for those customers, they find it very useful when they're trying to attract new capital. And conversely, the developer, they're trying to attract the funds to fund them. And the industries, the UK Ireland industry is fairly buoyant on rental market at the moment, on BTR, particularly purpose-built accommodation for the students, life sciences. So those models do extend out on the financial part to it, but the day-to-day of delivering them and keeping to some form of budgets, and if you can't keep within the budgets or the time frames, how do you know about it? And how do you know about across maybe a number of different developments that you're investing in or that you're part of, really? So that's really for me is the questions and answers that we repeat ourselves quite often in the journeys out in with customers.
And so your interactions with customers and would-be customers must give you a good sense, particularly across the Irish and UK marketplace. Where is the industry in terms of, I don't want to say tech adoption because nobody's operating without technology in the current marketplace, but in terms of maybe understanding and using their data, you know, where are we in terms of adoption? Are, you know, I tend to think that sometimes we're further along than we really are because I tend to speak to industry leaders. I tend to speak to those who are embracing innovation, those who understand the power of data and that are putting it to use. But is that reflective of the wider industry?
I would say from a management perspective of businesses, they do tend to rely on Excel spreadsheets, and because they can deliver those Excel spreadsheets, and some of them are very complicated, and some of them are very useful to have. Fuse isn't there to replace Excel, but what Excel won't give you, so you need to try and incorporate that, is it doesn't give you orders, it doesn't give you the ability to attach files. You don't know who's made the change. You haven't got a workflow for sign off, which is then done by another email being sent to someone to approve it. So the technology adoption, I think, generally is probably not there from the exec teams, because it's just it, sometimes it can be quite difficult to implement. However, there's a lot of agendas going on from a corporate compliance point of view, the regulatory points of view, and I think that the better companies, or the ones that are probably led by more sort of industry innovators, are using technology because they can see the benefits. We're talking about AI. They're talking about resilience in workforces. Technology gives you more efficiency and it gives you better protection, regardless of who you are. And I think the more you adopt technology, but there's no point adopting it just for the sake of it. You have to have it in the right places that are important to the business. And if it's in the right place and important to the business, you'll see the benefits of it very quickly. And
Yeah,
that's where we are.
it's a really interesting perspective though to see maybe where the senior teams are in terms of not just really embracing not just technology but data and understanding how to use it. And yes, we could look at the industry as a whole and see that as a negative or you know a gap that needs to be overcome. But say from the perspective of leading innovation there at Fuse, I presume that feeds into your pipeline of innovation. Is this dictating what we expect to see out of Fuse and the team at Fuse over kind of the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, look, we're really focused. We've got a core platform now that that digitizes process and gives you real-time dashboards for reporting. What we're really focusing on are the links into other softwares that you mentioned and asked earlier on in terms of APIs, but it's also the AI to prompt on automations to make manual tasks quicker with less errors. If you can automate them, there'll be less manual errors, which means that the productivities and the efficiencies are there. And that's really where our focus is over the next sort of 18 months, particularly. We're looking at automations, integrations. We're going to call it Copilot, so you can ask the system questions and what's happened across the portfolio, and it will return instantly what's happening. You have a document, you may have 100 documents, they get brought into the system, you tag and drop them very quickly. But then you can ask the system any keywords within the documents. You'd have to read 100 pages of a report to say how many words reflect maybe, I don't know, a risk or delay or any keywords that are important to you. So you then start to automate, and it will flag up, your monthly reports that you have to do for the boards, and your
Yeah.
monthly internal meetings, or maybe recording risks or business impact type events. It will automate some of that for you, which I think, everyone will find useful as this technology starts to provide as an aid, really. And you can get married, you can book a holiday, you can do lots of things on a mobile phone now. So it's not going away, is it? And I think businesses have to realize that, that you know that, that and our workforce We've got a lot of youngsters that are coming through the industries, and they are born on technology, and that's what they expect. Another 20 years' time, it'll be frightening to see what is actually the world looks like. And I think for us, you asked over the next 2 or 3 years, we're obviously, going to try and focus on the US market potentially as well, because it's very similar to the UK in certain respects, but actually it's just a bigger pond for us to sell our wares in, really, and see how we get on.
Okay, well, sounds like you have an exciting few years ahead, and certainly I look forward to watching as you and the team progress in terms of innovation. I mean, one thing that I say repeatedly on the show, it's one of the values of being an innovator across the built environment. I just can't ever imagine a day we're going to run out of problems to solve. So it's literally a case of scaling those solutions along with technology. So the opportunity is always there, and maybe the biggest challenge is to bring everyone along with us. So it's really it's always good to hear about when a company is doing that. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your expertise today, Gavin. That was Gavin Gleave, founder and CEO of Fuse. My thanks to producer Katie Tallon and to the audio team at Hear Me Roar Media. Before we go, just a special word of thanks to our sponsor, PropTech Ireland, for supporting the podcast and for making these conversations possible. And finally, thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of the PropTech Hot Seat. In the meantime, please be sure to check out all of the other Irish and international real estate and construction shows here on iPropertyRadio.com.